Falling Slowly by Anita Bruckner. Read by Eleanor Braun. Chapter 1. On her way to the London Library, Mrs. Eldon, who still thought of herself as Miriam Sharp, paused as usual to examine the pictures in the windows of the Duke Street galleries. She hoped one day to find the image she unconsciously sought, without knowing why she sought it. Something to lift the spirits, to transport her on an imaginary journey, to give a hint of the transcendence which was so blatantly lacking in her everyday life of words and paper. Today there was a Dutch flower piece, badly darkened by age and varnish, and a portrait of an Elizabethan boy snug in his ruff, his lashless eyes denoting a childhood of unchildish amusements. Nothing, in short, to appeal to the vague restlessness she always felt before settling down to another silent day's work. But further down the street, in a gallery specializing in images of the 19th century destined for easy consumption, girls in frills on swings, neat northern townscapes, she found something to her taste, a smoky winter scene by an artist of whom she'd never heard, Eugène Laloux. It was clearly signed at the lower left, and on the frame a small brass plate proclaimed, Place du Châtelet under snow. She looked closer, drawn in by the dirty yellow sky, smoky where it met the roofs of the buildings, under which she could imagine herself trudging home after a cold day. That yellow sky supplied its own illumination, although there were lights on in the buildings to the left, and even in a shop, too small to be of much consequence, but surprising in this vaguely affluent setting. On the ground, snow had been puddled into water by passing feet. It dusted the tops of the street lamps and the bench on which no one would sit. Groups of people stood waiting for the horse-drawn omnibus, which could be seen approaching.